Coming up this week on the Living in Las Vegas podcast, where the f*** is Scott? Got a great story. It involves alcohol, of course it does, bocce ball, and tripping. We'll talk about that, plus enjoy your listener emails, and of course, we don't do anything without Have a Drink on Me. It's the Living in Las Vegas podcast where we shot this B-roll in 1994, and it starts now.
Best cold opening ever.
It's because I'm the star.
I knew you were going to say that. Living in Las Vegas starts now.
Best cold opening.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was.
Sing it,
Mr. Scott Whitney. Oh, it's nice to have a good waiter here at the Living in Las Vegas Extravaganza. Hey, I'm your host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa. Buenas noches. How you doing, hot stuff? It's good. Like I said, I don't know if you noticed it on the first shot, but we've got a waiter helping us out.
I've been promoted.
We're drinking the Citron.
We're drinking the Kettle One. Kettle One is my favorite vodka. I love the Kettle One. And so we had not done that yet, I figured we would bring in. It was my turn to bring drinks, I think, last week. So I'm a week behind. Is that the deal?
Yeah, so the way it works basically is we're supposed to do twice, every I do once. Time. And that's actually kind of worked out. I do eight, you do one. That's kind of the way it worked out. Anyways, again, I'm Scott. Great to have you here. And, of course, I got to remember his new nickname. Everybody wants a nickname, and so does he. It's Brett Grant. He's RQS. Real quick story. And of course, Mr. Drinky Pants, everybody.
At least you said my first name properly this week, because last week you butchered it. I do have to say thank you to my good friend Karen at Cavaricci Salon. You noticed yesterday that cold open.
Wait a minute.
We cut that. Cold open, and today I got a haircut. That was yesterday.
We're doing free sure. things now.
Because she's awesome. Actually, here's the thing. I'll tell you why. It ties into the show.
Here, let's take a look at your previous look. I don't want this to run.
Yeah, this
so
was.
Don't stand
okay,
by.
Don't do that. Okay. That was yesterday.
There you go. Yesterday.
Eyes closed. Today, haircut.
Here's why.
I asked Karen today if she had seen the show, and she follows me on Facebook. And she said, not yet, but I could tell you needed a haircut. And I said, well, what happens if I would have had a haircut? You would have thought I was cheating on you. Right?
So I actually had to go to a new hair guy.
Yeah.
Because my guy, he's doing all this work at
LA. I go to see Karen because she's beautiful. And she actually does a pretty nice job on my hair as well. But I've actually been going to her for about, I don't know, over a decade. I mean, like 12, 10 to 15 years.
I went to this guy for like 8 years. Yeah. He was the only guy, because my hair is hard to cut. And it was great. And I even tell this story. The first person, when I first moved here, I went to like haircut person. And I made women cry. And not because of my personality. Go. Stand by. Let me turn on the
cussimeter.
Oh, son of a bitch. 355. Just remind me of that.
355.
Well, I just hate that.
What are you doing now?
Well, I'm just doing 4. Okay, so I forgot to start the cussimeter.
Okay.
So we're 4 minutes off of a custom meter. Okay. All right. Anyways, over under for today's show. We're going to go. I know what. Hell with it.
Did you finish your story?
Which one? I went to women and I'm like, hey, look, here's how it works. My hair is real thick and it's got cowlicks and it's a lot of work. So, you know, if you're not up for it, don't do it. And like, you know, oh, no, this gal can do it. And so this little girl is like cutting my hair and I'm like, it's not going real well.
Right,
and she could see. You're trying to.
You're freaking out.
I'm like, well, I really don't want you crying. A with scissors in your hands because you're like
that's
this.
Good point.
Or, fuck that.
Oops.
I can't have you trying to do this. But then I found a guy who was killing it. But now he's in LA all the time, opening up salons and doing all this stuff. So I've gone somewhere else now. And that's it. Okay, so over under, what's it going to be?
I'm going to say 60 minutes. Every plus time. 60 minutes.
Okay, so it's 2 hours is the over-under. I'm taking the under on this one because I just don't have the energy for you anymore.
Yeah. It's only been our eighth show. You're sick of me already?
You're killing me.
I brought the alcohol
tonight. You should have seen the opening. It was like, you ever been to those?
No, you were just a little restaurant? Bit too of a too a much of a perfectionist on that one.
Have you ever been to a restaurant where I see this all the time and it breaks my heart, where you're at a restaurant and you see what is likely a husband and wife. And the husband's doing this.
Right.
And the wife's doing this. And they look like this. They look in opposite directions. Man, you and I were that husband.
Before
like,
the show.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'm like, hey.
I got a phone call.
Hey, guys, would you want to hear some music? Because I'm being ignored.
Yeah. All right. You were playing music and I was on the phone.
So basically, I'm a pussy. Okay. So eventually, in our opening quick chat, I'm going to be viciously attacked. But before I get viciously attacked by Brett, and it's coming, man, and I know it, and I deserve it. But first of all, happy birthday to my daughter, Heather. Heather turns 29 years old, and you're saying, what? How can that possibly be? What
I thought you were only 39.
About 39, exactly. Yeah. Well, back in Southern California, where I'm from, we did experiments. And I was 10 years old and had Heather, so happy birthday to her. She's a very, very smart, arguably smarter than me, which makes me sad and yet very proud at the same
very
time.
Isn't very a great accomplishment, right. But we know she's very smart. Is she in Chicago or where is she living?
Yeah, she is a professor of law at the University of Chicago Law School.
Holy mackerel.
Graduated.
With the Obamas.
She graduated from Harvard Law School.
Very nice.
Yeah, she's,
how in the hell did that happen?
Sure.
I mean, that's your offspring.
Yeah.
The seed of your loins went to Harvard Law School.
What does that tell you? I'm smarter than I look.
No, it's a blind acorn or blind squirrel finds an acorn.
Okay, first of all, it's a blind squirrel finds a nut. Yeah, and if you're going to do
acorn.
If you're going to do the joke, I like the joke to go well. Right?
Too much vodka.
This is coming from the guy who wants to drink Sprite with his vodka. Gee, I've got.
So instead, I'm drinking it straight.
It just makes me want to cry. Like
I don't. I honestly, and I don't like tonic water. I don't like club soda, and I
don't
gin.
Like women.
I don't like olives. All right. If you're gonna, I will take those cocktail onions in my drink. I do like those.
Yeah.
Yeah. So instead, I'm just drinking vodka straight. Kettle One.
I've read your profile. I like young boys and long walks on the beach and cold toilet seats.
Young
it makes
boys.
Me happy. All those are things that I really want to do.
You're
all right.
Killing me.
So you're killing
Smalls.
Me, Smalls.
Have you pulled that up yet? You need to pull that up.
I do. I have to. Okay, next. We had some problems with the Roku, and it was because our WordPress got updated because, you know, WordPress updates a lot, and I'm like, all right, I'll get to it. But they're like... Danger, Will Robbins. You must update it. Security killer. I'm like, all right, I updated it. Next thing you know,
right.
No one can watch shit on Roku. But good news, you know, there is our Roku channel, by the way. And look at that, living in Las Vegas, and they're front and center. You can't watch.
Very nice. Yeah. As well as should be.
It's been fixed. And you know what? It takes.
Are we the Rolls Royce of the network?
I feel like we are.
Okay, good.
That's a good question. We've got close to 31,000 people who've installed the Vegas Video Network Roku channel on their Roku device. 31,000.
That is awesome.
I think that's pretty cool.
That's very cool.
And the next thing, hey, you know, sometimes people go, I hear this, and I'm thinking about buying the Gajazzathon CD, but I really don't know much about it. Understood. Do you have the Spotify? Well, guess what? That is on the Spotify now. Look
what
at that.
What if I have the iTunes?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say you want an iTunes? Because, I know why. Because you want to buy it? Oh!
Awesome. What do you charge it? 99 cents?
It's 99 cents a song like everything else is. So.
Do I get a refund if I don't like the songs?
Hey, good talk with you. Enjoy
what about
talk.
On the Google Play?
So this, I'm on that as well.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
As I'm on that as well. So if you want to support us, me.
Yeah, us, there's no, you got a mouse in your pocket?
I don't mean us.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean me. I'm the one who wrote
that's
it.
That's your work. I'll give you credit for that.
And if you want to just listen to it on the Spotify, listen to it.
Are you the Beck of the entire thing? You wrote, you
I wrote
produced,
everything.
You did the instruments?
I did it all.
Is there any singing involved?
No.
Okay.
Believe me.
Well, I know you like the sing of the rock and roll. You know, I don't know if you can sing of the jazz.
I used to sing the rock and roll, and it wasn't really good.
No?
No.
No, I think you're
I had a Jim Morrison-esque kind of singing style.
Really?
Yeah. I have a low voice, so I can't go real high.
Well, when you sing Have a Drink on Me, that song there, you kind of get up there.
Oh, that's a falsetto. That's fake, man. That's okay. Just, that's all. That's all smoke and mirrors.
I was enjoying that.
Ooh, okay. Smoke and mirrors, which we'll be doing later.
Okay. I can't sing worth a lick, so it doesn't matter.
So, and then finally, this came up in the live chat, and this is not funny, except for, well, actually, it's none of it's funny. There was a suicide that happened at Range 702, which is a gun club thing here. And the only reason why I'm bringing this up is because they let an employee talk to a reporter. And here's the deal. You've heard this before. You should be media trained before you talk to, you know, the media. And there's a reason for that, because it's not hard for you to say dumbass things. And guess what? This guy says, they asked him about, you know, what happens there. And he says, this employee, I'm actually going to leave his name out, told the Review Journal that the business doesn't draw many suicidal customers.
How about any?
Many? Because if you say many, what that implies is, we get a few,
right?
But it's not that many. What's the measurement of many? I don't know, eight?
Right.
It's just the dumbest thing. And then I kept reading this article. Did you know that more people kill themselves with gun-inflicted gunshot wounds than die in traffic accidents here?
What, in Vegas, you mean?
Yeah, or in Nevada.
In Nevada. All right. Well, that Vegas would be the number one thought of it.
Who shoot themselves than die in accidents here.
All right.
It's crazy. So,
well, you know, Vegas is one of those places. I mean, forget, you know, like Seattle, people kill themselves because of the weather and they're depressed and they have other issues. But in Vegas, you get people who come here on their last rope already. Let's say they're broke.
Yep.
And they're trying to, you know, hit the jackpot and they end up losing everything and they say, screw it, I'm done. So you get a lot of that as well.
Yeah.
And they also get, obviously, because of the weather, you get a lot of people who are homeless who come here with other illnesses, mental illness, and they come here because they know they're not going to necessarily freeze to death.
Right.
And they end up coming here and realizing that they didn't solve their problems.
Sammy in the live chat. Sammy used to be a good friend of mine.
Used to be.
Yeah. Sammy says, Jim said he was a terrible singer. Jim Morrison.
I got
comparing
that.
Comparing him to me. Yeah. That was hurtful, Sammy.
Okay.
Speaking of hurtful, here's a story from Brett about a party I had this weekend. Go ahead,
should
Brett.
Should I do a really quick story?
Oh, no, go ahead.
It can't be really quick.
No, just
am I to the part where I get to make fun of you?
Yes, you are.
Well, first of all, I get invited. Scott has a party here at the Arches at Whitney Villa.
Dun,
now, first of all, how long have I been asking for one of these fuckers?
Did you want
one
of those?
Hit that button.
Oh.
How long have I been asking for different colors, different shapes, different sizes?
Do you want one?
A little variety. I want a red one. I want a blue one. No. Sit your butt down. Okay. Meanwhile, Scott creates a logo for the Arches at Whitney Villa. Where's he going? And he's come back and he's got shot glasses. He's got.
Show your camera.
He's got visors that say Arches at Whitney Villa. Scott's wearing. On Saturday, he's wearing a wife beater shirt with his fabulous body of the Arches at Whitney Villa. He's got more merchandise for the Arches at Whitney Villa, which is his house, versus his business. He's got more merchandise than Olympic Garden does lap dances. All right,
so Olympic Garden. Wow, that was awesome.
That's the OG.
Baby. I know what
it's the OG.
That was pretty good. All right,
so here we are.
I'm sure Kathy likes that you use that reference.
Exactly. It's because I like the male dancers there. We were over.
And who doesn't?
Exactly. So we were. My son was playing in the state baseball championships on Saturday. So your party started at 3:30, 3 o'clock. Okay, 3 o'clock. We came over about 7 because we didn't get home until 5:30, and I sat around for a little while and just relaxed and got cleaned up.
Unfortunately, we didn't start drinking until 6:30 or so.
Right. So by that time, Scott's three sheets to the wind.
That's complete.
You were feeling happy.
I was feeling no pain.
Well, no kidding.
But I felt, you know,
you're
what?
Feeling happy.
The real question is.
Are you feeling pain today?
We'll talk about it on Monday. Interesting, and I think I know why that is.
So meanwhile, there's some folks over, and some people are leaving, and some folks are hanging around. And there was a little girl, beautiful little girl, maybe 5 years old, who was Alexi. Bugging Scott like crazy to play the bocce ball. This is our new thing now. Inside of any possible way.
We had the bocce ball. Yeah. We have a full, bocce ball thing, and we also played. Yeah.
Now, if you never played, at the bocce ball,
cornhole.
It's basically the bocce ball is Italian lawn bowling. So, if you don't know what bocce ball is, look it up. It's kind of cool. You throw a little tiny ball out there, and then you throw a bunch of other balls at it.
That ball is called the pick.
It is.
Right. And if I can say one thing real quick about the bocce ball.
Yeah.
If you're playing the bocce ball at somebody's house, and you actually called it is bowling. Yeah. It is not
throwing.
Tossing.
Right, it's bowling. So it's lawn bowling.
Because it makes divots. and divots aren't nice. Now, there's somebody out there who played against me and beat me.
Who was throwing the ball in the
air?
Who
was throwing it a little bit archy, and I'm just saying, it's bowling. You're a divot killer. All right, keep going.
So the little girl is crying because Scott refuses to play bocce ball with her.
That's nice.
She was crying. Your wife had to yell at you and said to you, you don't remember because you were drunk.
No.
She
I wasn't.
Said, Scott, I actually you are being so mean.
No, I'm not. So here's the, so now we're going to talk about child rearing. It's a cute kid. And listen,
she is.
The reason why she kept talking to me is because I wasn't like every other adult who says, okay, I'll do this. I told her was, hey, I'm talking to my friends for a while. I'll be there in a minute. But before, you should practice. And she's like, okay. So she practiced. Are you ready? Not quite yet. I'm talking to Brett. Or Brent is what I should have said. All right, so keep going.
So finally, they go over to they start playing the bocce ball. Yeah. So my wife and I are sitting there having a cocktail with your wife and the parents. Actually, the father, because I think the mother is over with you and the daughter.
That's right.
Okay, so I'm talking to the father, I'm talking to my wife, I'm talking to your wife, and the next thing I do, I look up, and I'm sitting underneath Scott's awning, and I'm looking at the bocce ball court, and I see Scott go ass over head, head over ass, and he's out for the count. All I see is your head go down and feet come up.
I wasn't out for the count. That implies I was knocked out.
No,
I wasn't knocked out. As a matter of fact, okay, good story, Brett.
This is called embellishment. Would you let me tell my story?
Liar,
of course.
Liar. All right, keep going.
Okay, regardless, you're on the ground.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, you're...
Can't argue
so
that.
I'm concerned. I think first of all, I thought you did it on purpose, like you were screwing around.
By the way, a lot of people thought that, and to that I say, thank you.
Exactly. But apparently he wasn't. He tripped over a blade of grass.
No, wait a minute. See, this is
actually, there's he had a rope.
I had a rope.
He had a rope across it, but tied to two dumbbells.
It was tied to two heavy 10-pound dumbbells.
Yeah, they weren't 10 pounds.
Okay, they're 8, but no, it was just 16 pounds. It was 16 pounds of weight.
And all of a sudden, he tripped over him. Obviously, your foot got stuck underneath it, he goes down for the count.
But it wasn't like...
Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier.
It wasn't like this. It wasn't as if this was the rope. Hold on. It wasn't like this was the rope, and then my foot did this. That's not what happened.
Okay.
So what I was wearing flip-flops. So what happened was the flip-flop... You know, the bottom of the flip-flop went here. My foot,
between your foot.
So it was in my flip-flop. I'm like, this is an odd feeling. And the next thing you know, I'm like, wee, blue, green, blue, green.
Well, you know, all the lawns have curbing around the lawn between the rocks. And I thought you might have banged the curbing, but you didn't.
I didn't fly that far.
I will give you credit, though, because the number one thing of your man card is, did you spill your drink? And you did not spill your drink. Because as you're going down, I saw... Ass, feet, heads, cocktail. Oh, there's a drink. He's still okay.
What was interesting is like people were like, a couple of things. People said, I thought you did that on purpose. Yeah, I'm not Chevy Chase. I'm not falling down for comedy. That's just stupid.
Right.
And they all said the same thing. Wow. You kept that drink up the whole time.
That's a rule.
And I really felt like it was green, blue, red. I'm like, sky, grass,
blue, green, yeah.
Back up. I'm like, okay.
Exactly. He looked just like President Ford.
I was so embarrassed. I'm like, how does this even happen?
Well, luckily you weren't feeling it. Now, the question was the next day, did you feel it? No?
No.
All right.
It was actually
tells you water your grass properly. You got some cushy grass.
It was a really soft landing. It didn't hurt at all. I don't even know.
Did you roll into it properly?
I think I did. I felt like it was an NFL training thing. I think, I used to be a big guy in high school. Right. Yeah, I was 5'7" in high school. Yeah, that wasn't it. I just felt like I kind of landed. I rolled. I'm like, ta-da.
Yeah, you did well.
Welcome to the party.
But I was sitting there. I'm just kind of sitting there, and I happened to look up, and I went, when's Scott? Party. Oh, he's okay.
It was.
I just thought you did it on purpose. Like you were screwing around for the little girl trying to entertain.
Well, part of what we do here at the Arches is that we try to provide a little Cirque du Soleil.
You did. You didn't get a callback, unfortunately. So nice try, though. No callback for you.
No callback. I'm not willing to wear that makeup anyways.
Are you going to tell me how your daughter got to be a law professor at University of Chicago?
I will.
I mean, you talk about prestigious universities. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so she went to Harvard, and she did her thing there, and then she got she is probably one of the most motivated humans I know. Both my daughters were incredibly motivated. And so it was a, oh, my God. She's gonna kill me for this. She submitted a, it's like a proposal for, it's like a knighthood, but it's not a knighthood. I forget what it's called.
And a lordship.
Something like that. It's like that. And so, you know, she's young and, she's only, well, 29 and they're like, okay, so, 4 people in the country get this.
It's and like it's a fellowship.
Okay. Thank you. It's a fellowship. And she's one of these people who got the fellowship at the University of Chicago Law School.
Very nice.
Yeah, yeah. And she's written with the dean. I think it was the dean of Harvard. She wrote a paper with him. Her, sorry. And no, she's a all that and a bag of chips.
Yeah, my daughter's actually right now, she's 20.
She's in Jamaica.
She's in Jamaica on a medical mission, not on the beaches at a Sandals resort. Right, she's actually in a little tiny town called Frome, F-R-O-M-E.
Where's that located?
It's kind of on the northeast, middle part of the country, northeast. So they flew into Montego Bay, and then it's a couple hours south of Montego Bay. But they're doing work in a clinic, okay. So I'm very proud of her as well. Yeah, she's in a medical mission.
It's good, Scott, to have.
What were you drinking on Saturday? That's the question.
No. Steve I, great question. Nope. Never drink. Not a big drinker, not really big into it. I'm Irish and I'm Scottish and I'm English. Never had a drink.
Hey, Scott Whitney. Not Scott's Irish.
Yeah, no, I don't. I just don't believe in it, really. I think it's a weak man's play.
You believe in prohibition?
Yeah, yeah. I like it. That's why I go to Urban Rye, which has a whole menu about misspoke. What I mean to say is, of course I was drinking.
He wants to know what you were drinking.
Oh, I was drinking. Oh, we're going to have this. Drinking? Oh, yeah, yeah. We're going to have this on one of our shows. It is, of course, the new Nectar of the Gods. The old Nectar of the Gods is the Tanqueray and Tonic. The new one, of course, is the Devil's Margarita. Everybody? That's right.
Which my wife had one of those. Satan's cocktail. Oh, thank you. That's all right. Very attractive.
So that's how I win the women, by the way. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, so Devil's Margarita. We'll talk
Somebody about it. Typed in the panty remover.
That's right. I'm telling you, Devil's Margarita. We'll say it once. We'll do this, and probably when it gets a little bit warmer, I'll bring in the blender. Devil's Margarita. It is 666, 6 parts limeade, 6 parts tequila. Oh, no, that sounds pretty good. 6 parts light beer. Huh?
You probably use any kind of beer you want. It had to be light beer?
Usually do light beer.
Okay.
So it stays out of the way of the tequila and the limeade.
But if you want to get the tequila out of the way, then you use a stronger beer.
But if you want the tequila out of the way, you are a standby. See. So if that's what you're going to do, then just get out. Right. You can't come to any of our parties. Okay. So here's a great idea for a show. Brett's going to decide if I'm a dumbass or not.
Oh, are we down to that part? We skipped the Monday report of your thing.
Oh,
after your
I wanted to actually say that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Thanks for checking out the outline. Hey, good news. Oh, that's right. You did that. Okay, so here's what we're going to talk about real fast. Thank God. Those of us who lived here for a while, you know, Brett's been here for, 45 years? I've been here for 10.
19. No, 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 19.
We saw our houses go up in value. I remember we bought our house in 2003. We took possession in 2004. We moved here in 2005. Within 6 months of moving here, our house in the Aliante, it improved or it increased. Don't make fun of my...
You're killing me, Smalls.
Our house in Aliante increased in value in 6 months, $100,000. 6 months.
Right.
And Melissa's like, we're in the money. It's like we're in a casino. No. So
that's a little quiet.
It's the best I could do. Do it's I have quiet. It? I used to have a... I do have that. Let's see. Yeah,
there we're in Chip the ching. Money.
I'm like, no, this is all fake. Right. None of this is going to happen. And of course, the bottom just fell out of everything. So Here's what happened. Here's what's awesome about what just was reported. Right now, the median price for a house, a single family home in Las Vegas, is $212,000. That was in April. It's up 10.5% or so from April 2014. Now, I don't know where y'all live, but $214,000 for a house seems pretty reasonable to me.
Right.
But wait a minute, Scott. What was it like when it was at the bottom of the toilet? I know, because I was there. And the answer was, at the worst, which was January 2012, the median price was $120,000.
Just 3.5 years ago.
Tomahawk said no.
Yeah, so it went from $120,000 to $212,000. Why am I telling you this? Because we're in the money. Nope, that's not it. There's still a whole bunch of people underwater. I'm telling you this because things are looking a little bit better.
Well, it was at the height of the Great Recession, 75% of Las Vegas homeowners were underwater, approximately.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Now it's about 25%.
Yep.
So it's really kind of flipped over and done a nice recovery in that regard. Although I do think, personally, I think the economy in town, if you're on the high end, you're in the big casino markets, you're in a big nightclub, you're on the strip, I think the economy is probably much better for you.
Oh, it is.
But if you're, I don't know about you owning a small business or myself and my small business is, I don't necessarily think it's back to where it was or anywhere close.
That's a really interesting question.
I mean, go back to, I'm not sure how old the VVN is.
Well, so the VVN has a different business model than Podworks, which is the company that owns VVN. So it's a different model.
Okay.
It's a complicated model, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. That's interesting. So I think I still see, that's a great question.
I know, I'm full of them.
I think you're full of them.
Full of lots of questions.
I think that, well, actually, we both now have we talk to similar people.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, for, you know, a variety of reasons. And I get a lot of, I have a dream, but I have no money thing.
Right.
Now, part of it is because Vegas draws those kind of people, yeah, who don't know what they're talking about, and they think that if they tell a good story, someone's going to fund them. And the truth is, if you tell a good story, you can, but you're not telling a good story, and that's right. Why no one's funding you, you idiot. But my month to month, my year to year has been pretty steady, but I don't rely 100% on Vegas business for my income.
Right.
So part of it doesn't really matter. You know, the co-op is 100% Vegas thing.
Right.
But Podworks is a much bigger play than the co-op is.
You'll have to explain to me how that works, how you're monetizing.
We'll
that
do that offline.
At some other point. Sure, offline. That's what I meant.
But
that's what I meant.
I think for me, from my world, is that, you know, like when we sold the house in Aliante, you know, did we make money in the sale? We did make money. Mm-hmm. But did we make as much money as we paid for it? Nope. So we weren't underwater, but we didn't make the money we paid. So we paid X, right? I paid this much for the house. We paid down the loan.
Right.
Right. And then the house sold for this, but it wasn't what we paid for. So did we make what we paid for it? We weren't even close to making what we paid for it. But we came out with, we were positive, which was all we cared about. So basically, we rented the house and we got a little bit of money above it. It's a little bit better than that. But that was in essence what it was. And given what happened in 2010 or whatever it was, or 12, we couldn't have been happier.
Sure.
Because, you know, everybody's house, our neighborhood got crushed in Aliante, crushed.
Right.
It's 170 houses. And when people were buying those houses, there were some people who bought a couple houses. There was one guy who bought four houses because he thought he was going to flip them. And all four were foreclosed on. It was like a...
Well, there was a lot of people who made dumb mistakes. And I think part of the housing bubble was the fact that, you know, you're not really a homeowner if you're not putting money down. If you have no skin in the game, you're really just renting someplace. So if you have a cocktail waitress who suddenly has four houses and doesn't have the income to support it, I understand the investment potential involved. But you're able to buy, I don't think from a personal standpoint, nobody should be able to buy a house, period, without putting money down.
I completely agree. Well, actually,
That's where we got into big trouble with it.
If you're ex-military.
Military's okay.
Yeah, because that's part of the deal.
Right.
So I'd agree with that. But actually, I don't think it's so much that. I don't think a military.
Well, I think the government quite frankly, the government should provide you with a down payment on a house. Let's say it's $20,000, whatever it is. That could be like, you know what, your parting gift is, here's $20,000 for a house. Thanks for dodging bullets and coming back out of it alive.
Well, I didn't dodge bullets.
You were there in the 80s when in the glory days. I understand.
Yes, it was a good time to be not
shot at. A friend of mine was too, and he's like, you know, I'm in the Marines. I live in Guam. I bang beautiful girls every night. I'm a KP. I have the greatest gig ever.
I didn't get that one.
Yeah. He goes, I had the greatest gig ever. He goes, I didn't do anything. He goes, I surfed, I sat around, and I went and found girls.
Ours wasn't. Mine wasn't too. Mine was pretty good. You know, we. I went in right after the Iranian hostage situation that happened, and then I went in.
What? So you're like 1980.
Oh, 79 is when I went. I went in the end of November of 79 is when I went in, and that happened right then. And I'm like, oh,
great.
The reason why I went in is because I didn't take the SAT. Like, and my mom's like, you're not asleep until noon anymore, pal.
Get go your butt in the military.
Go do something. So I took the test. I'm like, yeah, you can do anything you want. Okay, great. I'll do this. Electronic warfare. Sounds great. Let's go. And then all of a sudden, yeah, we've got 43 hostages. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I'm here just to learn stuff and not to be a dumbass working at Radio Shack. Please don't make me do anything.
Apologies to all folks who've ever worked at Radio Shack.
Not really.
Really. It's not quite like flipping a burger. They do have to know some stuff.
Really?
You say, I need an
have
RC,
you been to a Radio Shack?
I need an RCA plug. The they're going to know what it is.
Yeah, the reason. Oh.
As opposed to your fries.
Oh, come God. On. I've been to Radio Shack.
They're, a quarter
they're,
inch
they're
plug.
Not closing down 700 of them and turning them into Sprints because they're killing it. They're doing it because they're,
the market has changed so much.
All right, I'm going to stop doing it.
All right, are we ready for our little fun thing here?
We're drinking vodka and whatever we're drinking there.
We're drinking vodka. Absolute is what we're drinking. Okay. We're drinking, not Absolute. Am I kidding? We're drinking here. Kettle One Citra.
This show, hold on, we'll give you a...
This show is brought to you by Kettle One. Yeah. This is Brett's favorite vodka. I've tried others, accept no invitations. Grey Goose sucks. Absolute's okay. Sky's not bad.
It's all
I actually like, kind of like Stoli. It's probably my second favorite, but I do dig the Kettle One. Tito's not too bad, although it's a potato-based.
Okay. World's longest like commercial. Try to be done when the music's over. Okay.
Oh, I didn't know the music was going to end.
Yeah, okay. So here we go. Now this is the part where Scott proves, or where Brett proves that I don't know squat about squat.
This a few days ago, there was a little quiz in the Review Journal. We don't necessarily want to steal things from the RJ, but I thought it'd be kind of fun to see how much Scott knows about the history of not just Las Vegas, but downtown Las Vegas as well.
How much did you know about multiple, these? Did you take the test ahead of time?
I did take it because I was curious. I got.
How did you do?
I think I got 6 out of 10.
Oh, boy.
6 out of 10, which is about my GPA. My mother and father would verify that very much.
I think a 2.5, isn't it?
Just
that was
about,
my
yeah.
GPA.
Well, today it's like an A student. I mean, with the curve. I always prayed for the bell curve. I always prayed for the curve. I always prayed for the curve. All right.
You know, I actually,
so, folks, feel free to play around, play along.
I hate
all right. Feel free to play along. You follow.
Good.
Monitor the live chat.
Okay. Oh, good idea.
All right. And I will ask the questions and give you the proper answers.
Okay. Good.
Number one, what May 15th? So, ironically, 110 years ago.
All right.
Is this 2015?
Feels like it is.
All right. May 15th, 1905. What event in downtown is considered the birthday of Las Vegas?
Do I get
A?
Oh, okay, good.
The establishment of the first official Las Vegas Council. B, the arrival to the area of Rafael Rivera. Number C, 110 acres of land were auctioned off. And D, ground was broken on the first casino.
Okay, so A and B, I don't know what they are.
All right.
C, I don't like it. I'm going with, D, I don't like it. I'm going with C.
110 acres of land were auctioned off. That is the correct answer.
Oh!
Hallelujah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Question number two. I got that one right as well. I just want you to know that. What are the actual boundaries of downtown Las Vegas? Between
a little
geography.
All right, right,
between
right.
Washington, Eastern, Maine, and Charleston. There are no official boundaries.
Uh-oh.
Between Maine, Maryland, Washington, and Charleston. Between Maine, Bonanza, Bonneville, and Las Vegas Boulevard.
Well, Mr. Woolery, I'm going with my first answer, which is I don't know that there is an...
You cannot phone a friend. Give me an answer for crying out loud.
No official boundary.
You're correct. He's 2 for 2. Hallelujah.
It's no surprise that I was asked to become mayor of downtown Vegas.
Exactly. What was the first hotel casino to open up downtown?
I actually know
the Golden Gate, the Main Street Station, the El Cortez, or the Plaza Hotel and Casino.
This one's confusing because a lot of people think it's the Main Street because there was a big story about the whole thing and the bump-up. But it's actually, I think it's Golden Gate.
You are correct.
Oh!
He's 3 for 3. It is the Golden Gate Casino.
I'll be here all week, by the way.
Where I learned and actually auditioned to deal craps back in 1997 at the Golden Gate.
What was the worst casino. Crap story you ever had?
That was probably it. That 3 hours of actually auditioning.
Oh, you only were there for 3 hours?
Oh, it's like, I can't take this anymore. I quit.
But why? Why couldn't you take it?
Because I couldn't work overnight. I was working all day already. And the reason I did it was because my wife just had twins.
Right.
And I'm thinking, I need to have some extra money.
Okay.
So I'm working all day. And then it's like, I can't work all night, too.
The hotel Derek Stevens wrecked. Attaboy, Teddy.
All right. Feel free to play. Are people playing along? Because I'm not following
the
live chat.
They are, but they okay. So
are they 0-3 so far?
They're all like me. They're all perfect.
Okay. How many Las Vegas visitors go downtown during their trip? 1/4, 1/2, 3/4, 1/3.
1/4, 1/2, 3/4, 1/3. So when I did FSC Live, we used to talk about a number. It's either 1/4 or 1/3. I'm gonna give them credit. 1/3?
Correct. The number has been between 30% and 36% for the past 4 years. Which is down from 45% in 2010. So down 12% to 15% over the last 5 years.
Isn't that interesting? I wonder what that
maybe caused. Because the guy walking around with a diaper.
Yeah, well, there you go.
And the lady with the very large breasts and only pasties on.
Yeah, she has, weighs 612 pounds. The largest breast this side of the earth. I mean, the next largest breasts are probably on Venus.
Yeah. What year did the Fremont Street Experience open?
Dude.
1988, 1992, 1995, or 1998?
Brett? I'm going to phone a friend.
Feel free to phone
looking,
a friend.
I'm looking at the live chat. I'm going to the live chat. What are my options again, please?
You moved to town in what year?
I moved to town in 2005.
It predates you.
Yes. Jeez Louise.
As does the sale of 110 acres, but yet you knew that.
No, wait, come on. Okay. So give me the answers again.
88... 92,
95, 98. Oh, man. I'm getting, you know what? This is what's so great about the live chat. Nothing! Because it's all over the place.
They got nothing?
I'm getting 88, 95, 88, 95, 98, 98, 98 sounds good. 95, 95, 98. That's the support I'm getting from the live chat.
You're 4-for-4. That's all I got.
95.
Correct.
Who said 95? Access Vegas. Of course. Well, I'm going to do that. Who else?
I thought 95? It was 1998.
Steve
myself.
I said 95. Sammy said 95. You people are awesome.
Oh, this guy is awesome.
Okay.
All right. What is the official name of the Las Vegas Arts District? The Arts, CLV, 18B, or DT Art?
Okay, so I know this because these guys are douchebags a little bit.
Okay.
No, what? So read them again.
The Arts, right. CLV, yeah. 18B, or DT Art.
Right, so I would think it'd be the Arts because, but and the live chat's doing the same.
What?
Vegas Weed's like Hobo Central? Brutal. It's 18B.
Boy. 18B is correct.
Boom! Live chat, Scott Whitney.
You guys, you're six. I believe you are 6-for-6. Wow.
Out of how many?
Six.
Look at my shit in a bag.
Okay, boops. Where was downtown Las Vegas's red light district? On First Street between Stewart and Ogden? On Las Vegas Boulevard between Fremont and Carson? On Fremont between 11th and Maryland, or there was never a red light district?
Well, I'm a big bully. I know I work for the LVCVA.
Notice I said was, not where is, Scott.
Right. The answer is there was never an official red light district.
Is that your answer?
That's my answer.
You are
wrong. What was it?
The official answer is on First Street between Stewart and Ogden.
Oh, you know what? But, okay.
Back
First
in.
First Street, like in 1825?
1920s.
No, I guess that's probably fair. All right, so I got one wrong.
Okay.
Damn it.
When was the red light district abolished? As late as 1980. Scott says it never existed.
Right.
1962, 1941, 1920.
When did you say, in answer to the last one, what was it?
1920.
Wait, well, when did, I'm going 1941?
Bingo! Something about World War One, I guess. It's World War Two. I mean, sorry. Right. Ah, screw it. Well, Pearl Harbor. See, nobody's allowed to get laid anymore.
I would say now's the time to get laid.
So when they talk about a day that will live in infamy, it was in 1941. It wasn't Pearl Harbor.
Right.
It was the day they abolished the red light district.
From Europe. Hey, let's go to Vegas.
Hey, we're ready.
You guys can't come in. Time out. Wait a minute. We just saved the world.
I thought it was called Victory VD Day.
Right. For venereal disease.
Exactly.
No, that's not what we meant. You guys
This is an interesting one. How many of Las Vegas's overnight visitors today stay downtown? What's that percentage? 5%, 10%, 13%, or 2%?
How many people who visit Las Vegas don't visit but actually stay at one of their hotels? Basically, correct, is what you're asking.
Yeah, as opposed to staying on the Strip, they stay downtown.
What's the options?
5, 10, 13, or 2.
Mike Q, with or without body armor. This is a brutal group.
The Golden Nugget's nice.
Golden Nugget's a AAA, four diamond, whatever it's called. 5, 2, 13?
10, 13. As a hush falls over the crowd.
No, it's 5.
Bingo! You are just amazing.
You know what I did that? That was me pulling it out of my...
Tomahawk said no.
Exactly.
Your backside.
No, that was a guess.
All right. What was the downtown Las Vegas gaming revenue in 2014? Now, the Strip was $6.37 billion. That's with a B.
Wait, let's go back to a previous question. What percentage of people go down and visit? Do you remember that number? What was that number? Was that 13?
A third.
Oh, the third.
A third. So now we're going to do some math.
Yeah, well, maybe, right. Maybe we're doing
771 million, 511 million, 1 billion, or 379 million. Jeez. 771, 511, 379, or the high end is 1 billion.
Well, it ain't 1 billion.
I forget the answer to this one, so I'm going to be surprised regardless what you say. The Strip is $6.37 billion last year.
So the question is, if a third of the people go downtown.
Well, that'd be like, you know, that'd be like $2 billion.
Yeah. We know that's not happening. People don't.
That wasn't a choice.
Hey, you know, like you're like the school mom with the ruler.
That
no!
Wasn't a choice.
No. All right. I'm thinking... Where are they? I should know this.
771, 511,
511.
511, and the answer is... Bingo! You're very good at this. You have kicked my ass. Tomahawk say, kick Brett's
Tomahawk
ass.
Say no. Yes! Well, I can do this.
Tomahawk say no.
No, I can't stop. All that right.
Damn it. I think I got one left, or is that it? Was that it? That was it. You got 9 out of 10 correct. 9 out of 10. I can't get to that. Nice job. Very nice.
So here's the best part.
I will say that you did take much longer to answer the questions than I did.
You know the best part is?
I'm more of a rapid fire.
I completely cheated. I checked the questions before.
Oh, did you really? Did you? You bastard. Did you cheat?
No.
Okay. Yeah, you cheater. Yeah, you
cheated. Anyway, that was
all right. How did you guys do in the live chat? Did you do well?
They did pretty well, actually. Right. I phoned a friend or phoned a live chatter three times.
Oh, you cheated three times. Okay.
Well, I used them three times. That's right, not okay. Cheating. That's what the part of the game. That's why you
that
bring them
part
on.
Of the game. All right,
and
there you go.
They were muy importado when Indeed. It came to that helping. So, great idea. The downtown. I'm still worried about downtown.
Right. Well, I know you're not a fan of the buskers.
When was the last time you were downtown?
When I almost got mugged.
Oh,
okay. That's why I'm not going back.
Okay. Well,
there you go.
Well, there you go. That's right. The problem. When was the last time I was downtown? When I went there and somebody grabbed Melissa's ass.
Well, there you go.
When was the last time I was downtown? I don't even know.
Mine was 2 summers ago. Yeah, about this time 2 years ago. So, I mean, I drive by there occasionally to go do other things.
But here's the big problem.
Right.
That was one of my favorite places ever.
Last summer, I was trying to find a place to eat breakfast because I had to be my son had a baseball game at Rancho High School. I had to be there at 7 o'clock in the morning. So Rancho High School is right behind Cashman Field.
Right.
So I'm thinking, well, let's just go downtown and get something to eat. Yep. So I'm trying to find a place to eat breakfast. And, I'm driving. I ended up going, screw it. We went all the way to the Treasure Island because I couldn't find a place to eat. I'm going, no, that looks too sketchy. And that was not so good either.
There's a good breakfast place at Golden Gate.
Yeah.
They're very well known for their
stuff.
Stuff.
Well, my other son was with me, and he's like, nope, Dad, too sketchy. Nope, Dad, too sketchy.
I tell you, it breaks my heart because I really, I mean, think about this for a minute. We should do a... You and I should spend a day downtown.
All right, I'll do
just
it.
Just hanging out.
Let's do it before it's too hot.
Yeah, hanging out just and looking at, you know, the
what
FSC.
What are you doing tomorrow?
I have to make a living. Friday I'm open. FSC. Just,
what's FSC?
Fremont Street Experience.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. We'll hang out there for a while.
You said E. I thought you said C. Okay.
Well, and then we'll go down to the Fremont East stuff, and we'll down 3rd Street, and we'll hang out. I mean, there's something.
I mean, I enjoy, like, you know, like Hugo's Cellar is a great restaurant. I've been there many times.
I've never been there.
That's very nice.
Also, I hear it's great.
It's terrific.
It's a Rose. And they make table-side Caesar salad,
yes, they do.
Which is a big test. Okay. So, but we should actually spend a, you know, investigative. Oh, and you know what we should also do is go to the Ogden because they're selling condos there now. And I reached out to them.
They said condoms.
Well, maybe.
They buy that too.
I reached out to them and said, hey, are you providing, you know, media? And they didn't respond. I'm like,
oh, wow. There are some great places to go eat down there now.
Oh, you like Thai?
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah,
Thai, whatever you call it, pretty good.
The restaurant Eat is very good. That's over by the Container Park.
I've been there, yep.
Very good.
All right,
go ahead.
So we're going to take a break, and then live chat questions. So if we got live chat, we got 145.
And I have a question for all of you,
and
which is there. You see it right below the live chat. And I'm gonna see how their answers compare to my answers.
Yes. So live chat questions.
Especially if you're a Vegas person.
All caps, if you're in the live chat, let us know. We've got a couple already. And this is the Living in Las Vegas podcast. We love you. Brett is the new Chuck Woolery. We'll be right back.
I am.
You should be.
To back into it.
Few things are as precious as your eyes. They capture a world in motion and a lifetime of moments. Choosing the right doctor for LASIK means understanding there really is a difference. Dr. Richard Rothman and LASIK of Nevada believe that safety, affordability, and the latest technology are important. Call today and get 50% off premium LASIK and $99 a month guaranteed financing. Helping people achieve their best vision on a personal level is the difference at LASIK of Nevada. Call or click 800-NEW-VISION for premium LASIK at the best price.
60,000 procedures. I've got friends in both Las Vegas and Nevada who've gone to Dr. Rothman. Highly recommended. By the way, he's also kind of a nice guy, which also makes it pretty cool. What would you like?
I'd like a lime, if you have one.
I'd like a lime and a coconut. I will squirt them up.
What you got there? You got a bandage on your finger there. What's going on?
This happened during the party, and I'm not exactly sure
probably on the fall.
Or maybe I'm just having fun. No, I did some scratchy. Okay, this is a live chat questions. We got a couple, but before we get started, remember, all caps for the live chat. All caps, if you have a question, any question, no topic is off limits. None. You want to ask us anything, we're going to answer. We're not afraid of you, live chat people. We know who you are. Hell, we know where half you people live. And we're going to answer your questions. In the meantime, Brett wants to impress you about his Italian foodery knowledge.
No, it's nothing about Italian foodery other than it's pizza.
Like it. Well, it's
what's everybody's favorite kind of thing?
It's pizza. Italian? Feels Italian.
Right? It's pizza. What is a little paisano? No
Look
question.
At you. Now you're Justin Mikes. You are literally... The pompous.
I was falling down.
Oh my God!
It needed a little Viagra.
Go ahead.
It was getting a little Limp Bizkit there going.
Limp Bizkit is, by the way,
one of your favorite bands.
They
were.
They used to be a great band, and then they got crappy.
Well, you know, I love the pizza. Okay, so here's my question. There, I think there's three ways that people consume pizza in three manners. Number one, you get it delivered to your house when you're lazy and you don't want to make dinner, and your wife and you both say, screw it, I'm not making dinner, order a pizza.
We call that a day that ends in day.
That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, right. Thursday.
We call that a day.
It wasn't the girl in The Godfather? Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. And then her car blows up, right?
Yeah, that was sad because she was cute.
Apollonia.
Apollonia is the gal with
from
Prince.
It wasn't
her name.
It wasn't Anastasia. It was
Papa Smear. Nope.
That's awesome. That's the best joke you ever said. That's
really
awesome.
It wasn't, but that was great. I'll take it. That will likely be
I think it was envelope. Oh, that was classic. That was good.
By the way, if you ever want to do your own show, that's how you do it. Oh, that
was awesome. I'm crying. That was too that good. Was, I'm crying.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. I saw this topic. I'm like, I can't go on. This is going to be rough. Not anymore. You know, best topic ever.
Well, that's one way. The second way is for lunch. So you're saying, you know what? I'm going to get a sandwich. Nah, let me go get some pizza.
Yeah.
So usually the pizza place you go to for lunch is near where you work.
That's right.
So you have a place that you order to for your house.
Yep.
And now you have a place that you order from or go to that's close to work.
Right.
And then third, if you want to go out and have dinner, where do you go for having a little nicer pizza place?
A nicer pizza place.
A nice, I'm not talking going to Papa John's.
No.
I'm talking about going to have a nicer pizza.
Papa John's.
And there are some wonderful, there are some very nice
Why do
Very
people
good
like,
pizza places in Vegas?
Don't you have to cook Papa John pizza?
I think it's the most god awful stuff I've ever eaten in my
what's
life.
What's the thought here? Why did that work?
Okay, what's your? Let me ask you this.
That's me like saying this. I'm Kentucky Fried Chicken. Here's my plan. My idea is I'm going to take the chicken, and it won't be frozen because I'm good that way. I'm going to take the chicken. I'm going to put it in the goo,
right?
The powdery stuff. The 11 herbs and spices, which, by the way, is really good on pork chops. And then I'm going to say, hey, thanks for coming in. Here you go. Here's your raw chicken. Go
ahead. By the way, don't worry about it. That one's green.
Cook that. Go ahead and cook that. Yeah. I never understood the Papa John's.
Well, what's Papa Murphy's? Not Papa John's. Papa Murphy's is take and bake. You take it home.
Oh, I thought Papa John was a...
That's Papa Murphy's.
Well.
Papa John's just tastes like crap.
Let me just say this. Never mind.
Papa Murphy.
Sometimes you're
What
wrong.
Is your favorite national brand of pizza?
We're going to have a talk about that after you get done with your numbers.
Oh, I'm just asking a different question. First of all, let's talk about what do you like to have on your pizza real quick?
I'm a classic guy, pepperoni and sausage.
Pepperoni and sausage.
Or the Hawaiian pizza, which of course is?
Well, it's ham and pineapple.
That's right.
Okay. People who eat just cheese pizza, fuck off.
All right. Wow.
You can't just have just
you
cheese
can't have
pizza.
Just cheese. You can't simply go just, to.
You can't just have cheese pizza.
You know who the people
you
are.
You have to put. Cheese. I don't care if you put artichokes on it or pineapples or Canadian bacon or sauce. You have to put something on your pizza.
You know why they do that, right?
It's a New York
it's a calorie
stupid
thing.
It's a
calorie. Cost?
It's a cop out. If you eat cheese pizza and you like it,
here's a tip.
Get in a firing line.
Here's a tip from your good buddy Scott. If you're going to go out and have a pizza with your brother, Brett, not Brent, first of all, you got to call him RQS or Drinky Man's.
Mister. And, that's Mister to you.
And don't ever have cheese pizza.
No.
Off you go.
Okay. So pizza delivered to your home. We're going to do this together. So I'm going to tell you mine, you tell me yours.
Okay. I'm okay.
All right.
I got it.
Mine is.
Are you going to start with the top one?
I'm going to start with the bottom one. So what do you have delivered to your house?
Oh, this is easy.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
Domino's.
Really?
Yeah. You want to know why?
No.
Because I'm fascinated.
I said no.
No, I'm telling you why anyways.
Okay.
Because I'm fascinated by their app.
You like the app?
It has a thermometer. First of all, the pizza got better. And it's got a thermometer. Bill received your order. Bill's making your pizza now. It's in the oven. Bill is now quality controlling your pizza. I'm telling you, I'm in.
Bill just left the bathroom without washing his hands. Bill's now fondling your pizza.
By the way, Brett is not part of the show anymore in case Domino's wants to sue me. And by the way, everybody makes fun of Domino's and what's the other one? Pizza Hut.
Right.
It's quite edible. Is it the best pizza I've had? I'm going to tell you in a minute. I'm going to give you guys the best pizza you ever have. And I don't even care where you live.
All right.
I'm going to solve your problem.
Okay.
Go ahead.
My favorite delivered to the house is Rosati's. I like the thin crust, not the thick crust Chicago-style pizza. I like their thin crust. I also like sausage pizza. I'll have some mushrooms. I'll have some onions. Yeah, I'll have some other stuff. Yeah. But I'm traditionally a sausage guy.
Where is Rosati's?
Rosati's, well, close to my house. There's several locations. There's a few locations. So Rosati's is owned by the Rosati family. They're from Chicago originally. And there's a client, former client of mine. His name was Brett, ironically. Not Brent. Not Mr. Drinky Pants. His name was Brett. And we shared a birthday, ironically enough, as well.
Be trusted.
It's a Chicago-based franchise. There's a Pecos and Wigwam DI and Wallapai.
Right.
I'm trying to think of other locations. They have a few. I really like Rosati's Pizza. So first that's all, the one we have delivered to the house.
We have to say hi to the live chat. Danny has joined us. Jenny is, of course, part of the big show, the big network.
Well, hello, Danny.
And she's doing
so who do you guys like to have delivered to your house?
Let's do that. Let's see what we
who
got
is delivered to your home? That's the first question.
Best pizza delivered to your house. What is it? Bring it up.
Who is your? Who do you have pizza delivered to for your home?
And they all say
Pizza Hut. Pizza Ziggy Hut. Says Pizza Ziggy. Hut.
Well, you know Ziggy. Why?
Because Ziggy's never that? Home. He's driving guys around.
Because Ziggy works for Pizza
Hut. Okay.
He does that. And I just said that, Zig. I said, hey, look, Pizza
Sammy
Hut.
Sammy says Domino's. Danny says we pick up Little Caesars.
You know, we used to do Little Caesars.
So you guys tend to be very much of the corporate. No, the corporate pizza.
You're such a prick.
As opposed to the, what? Why did you call me a prick?
Because you're making fun of us who like
No, I didn't make fun. Domino's. I'm just saying I'm surprised that people are doing that.
Because it's good. And Domino's got better.
Okay.
By the way, one of the best
Cafe Verde. See, there's something different.
Where's
we
that
all
at?
Know that. That's a good question.
Vegas, my delivery area. That's right. All right. I've seen, over, I don't know, Zig. I've seen Zig a couple times driving by me.
Here or at the office?
Back by the office.
Okay.
Delivering pizza.
Because Ziggy plays guitar. Okay, so I choose Rosati's. You choose who delivers to your house? You said Rosati or...
Oh, delivers to my house?
You say Domino's?
I say Domino's or Pizza Hut.
Okay.
But I also have a new app that delivers anything to anywhere.
Okay, we'll talk about that later.
Maybe not.
All right, for lunch, now near your office, because you're over at DI in Sahara. I'm at Jones and Sahara. So I have a pizza place in my... center.
We've eaten there.
At New York Pizza. Jimmy and his wife Laura.
Like
New York and a pizza.
You like
it's
it?
It's very good. I like it. Sometimes it gets a little greasy, but that's okay. It's very good. It's consistently good.
That's your
And I've
your
been
pick.
There for a long time. So mine is New York Pizza at Sahara and Jones. I like that. You get a couple of slices.
I have never had a pizza at lunch.
Never.
No, I don't have time.
My second choice would be Sammy's Wood-Fired Pizza because I like Sammy's. They have a spicy Italian that's very good.
Listen, here's how my world.
Do you have time to go to lunch?
Well, here's my world. I do this almost every freaking day at the studio. I am like, oh, I got to. So I run to Carl's Jr., which, by the way, makes the best burger, fast food burger ever.
Scott, oh, yeah. They say In-N-Out hit Gianna's at Valley View and Sahara for slices.
Gianna's at
it's right
Valley
by
View
you.
And Sahara. It is right by me.
It's right across the street.
Where is that?
I bet you it's right across the street.
Valley View
on the other side of the
is it
View.
Northwest East which
in the CVS center
CVS.
Where the hell is the CVS center?
I don't know. I was just there today. I don't know where that is.
I don't either.
Oh, that's crazy. Okay, so Northeast I don't really
corner. Northeast corner.
I go and get a super or a famous star and
Carl's Jr.
Yeah, because it's the best burger ever made.
You should try Farmer Boys or Fat Burger
is
or In-N-Out
no,
Burger.
No, I've had In-N-Out Burger. I've had all that crap. All right. Listen, I know.
Have you tried Farmer Boys? There's a location at Decatur in Charleston, relatively close to where you are. It's worth a shot.
Nope.
It's pretty good. It's not bad.
I've had Big Brother. Five Brothers.
Five Guys.
Five Guys. Pretty
that's good. Good. That's good. Good. Yeah, you can pick out which one.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the other one is where do you go for a quick lunch? Now you're taking the Melissa
Let's
out for
fast.
Dinner.
The Melissa.
The Melissa.
Nice that you finally.
I'm
come
taking
to our
out
side.
The Kathy for dinner.
Good to see you.
All right, I'm a West Side guy, so this is my thing is we're not going to the East Side to eat pizza. We're not going to East Side for anything. God, for crying out loud! Unless I want to get
by
shot.
By the way, if you're watching this and you're our East Side, let me just make you feel at home.
Exactly. I'm not going to. Actually, I do have a wonderful. Actually, there is a location. I forgot about this. There's two.
Kind of feel bad about that.
There is now a West Side location and an East Side location. Green Valley, the district area, Green Valley Ranch,
right.
Across the street, Settebello. Has two locations. Very good. There's an East Side location, again, Green Valley at the district at Green Valley Ranch across right. the street
okay.
behind the Cheesecake Factory.
Right. Okay.
And on West Sahara at Fort Apache next to the Village Square movie theaters, Settebello. Very good pizza.
What's the pizza place that starts with a G?
They're
all over the place here.
With a G.
Gianni. It's they have pretty good pizza.
I don't even know. But my favorite to go to is Due Forni.
Ah, do you know what that means?
It means two ovens.
That's right. Do you Correct. Know why they call it that?
Because they have two ovens. And then one's a Roman oven, 400, 600 degrees, and there's a Roman, and then there's another one.
You know how long it takes to cook those pizzas?
About 8 minutes.
Nope.
2 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty quick.
They're fast.
Now, you get at Due Forni, they're on Town Center Drive, right near the 215 Beltway, and it is... They have the pizza where they put the egg in the middle of it.
Yes.
Oh, it's so damn good.
Let me just say about
it's
this.
It's so good.
And actually, look at that. In Vegas, we have one in Austin. They opened here first. They moved in Austin. Couldn't wait to get there. We actually...
I didn't realize it was a chain. I had no idea.
It wasn't. It started here, and we actually had the main guy on top of the food chain.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah. He was a super nice guy. And he still kind of recognizes me when I walk in there. They have limoncello.
They do.
That they actually make there. And they are an outstanding, outstanding pizza place. The problem with that place, location.
Well, it's in an upscale area. It's not
in a, it looks like an office park.
It is. It's next to my kid's orthodontist.
Yeah, right. And it's right next to the title company where we bought
the house. Right. Well, and right across the street is the Element Hotel where the president stayed.
That's right. And
another great West Side pizza place is Dom DeMarco's. I enjoy that as well. It's a good place. They have great meatballs. The cool thing about Due Forne is they have great...
everything.
Like a prosciutto platters and salads. And
drinks.
And,
a full bar.
Charcuterie.
Yes. Kind of okay, so now...
So it's a nice place to go. So, where do you take the Melissa out to dinner for pizza?
So we like Due Forne. It's very, very nice. I mean, I really like it a lot. But I'm going to tell you, I just discovered this like 2 weeks ago, and it literally blew my mind. It's like the first time somebody does LSD. So I've heard. I've never done LSD. I really haven't. But I'm like...
White rabbit.
That was funny. Now, you're going to hear me say this. You're going to go, are you out of your mind? And when Melissa presented this to me, I'm like, what? I'm not good enough for Pizza Hut? It's going to change your life.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Costco pizza.
It's very good. Yes.
It's not very good.
It is excellent.
It is as if Jesus said, you know, I think I'll make a pizza. Really? You're busy walking on water and saving people and doing all kinds of neat stuff. Hell, they wrote a book about you. Nope. I'm going to make a pizza, and I'm going to sell it a place where you can also buy 144 rolls of toilet paper. What? What a great idea. I'm telling you, it's the best pizza I've ever had.
They have great hot dogs, too. Danny, we are paying attention. They're talking about you, so that's why we're not talking about it.
What are they saying?
But people love Danny's show, and she's like, notice they're not talking about it. Somebody's feeling butt hurt.
Let me just say this about Danny. Danny could buy and sell all of us.
I'm sure she could.
On eBay. So
at a discount.
We'd be like a little... Here, you could buy it.
Danny, how much would we sell for it? What do you think? What can we get?
Scott and Brett, here, two hosts of Living in Las Vegas. They're normally $145,000, but today, $15.
My wife might take 15, nice. 15 cents.
It was nice meeting you. By the way, it was nice meeting your wife, finally.
Yeah.
She's a little bit of a firecracker.
A little bit. She's a 5 foot tall Italian.
No. I've seen pictures of her. I thought... You know, I don't see how she keeps...
You thought she was subdued?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, no.
No, I really did. I'm like, she seems... I don't think she'll be able to keep up with us. I don't see how she keeps up with Brett. Break.
Yeah.
I can see what's going on there.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. All right, so listen. Well, Pizza Rock, we've been to Pizza Rock Tuesday.
That's downtown, right?
It's on 3rd Street.
Okay.
3rd Street and whatever the hell it is, right by there. But I'm just telling you. Go and get Costco pizza. It is as... I've never had such good pizza.
It is good.
And it's so awesome.
Usually when you go to Costco, though, it's right after you had breakfast or right after you had a meal already. At least I do, because you don't want to get stuck in there for a couple of hours.
Oh, you're just picking things. Is that a piece of cracker with some goo on it? What's the goo?
You know what? We've actually stopped going to Costco.
Why?
I don't really know the answer why. It's not because I'm mad at Costco or I don't like their selection.
Or you don't want to be shot?
At downtown Summerlin, which was relatively close to our home, there's a Trader Joe's. And now every Sunday, because I did it once, I now have to go to Trader Joe's every fucking Sunday.
By the way, right now, real quick before we take our first break, what's the over-under on the number of cusses? The cuss calendar is running. Over-under on the number of cusses. I'm going to give you 8. You guess? Okay. Are we over?
I like the Trader Joe's. They got a great selection. They got some cool stuff. But now it's like every Sunday I have to go with my wife. We have to go to Trader Joe's.
Well, because she's in charge of you, actually.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. It's our time together.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Last week I dragged my sons along. I was like, okay, guys, here's the deal. You hit the bread aisle. You hit the food aisle.
You're trying to.
Let's get out of here as fast as we possibly can.
You're trying to divide and conquer.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Not very well.
Yeah.
Because nobody, everybody walked by the fruit. Nobody grabbed. You guys missed the fruit. What's going on over there?
Okay, everybody's guessing over. Guess what? You're all wrong. Goodbye. All right, this is Have a Drink on Me. This is the part, well, arguably, where I buy you, the viewer, a drink. Well, how does it work, Scott? Well,
you know, please tell us, Scott.
That's what I like about you. You ask the tough questions.
Absolutely.
The questions that people want to know. Here's what happens. We're going to show you a picture of a bar that I've been to. You know, the best part about this whole teamwork thing is Brett hasn't chosen to actually be a part of the providing the pictures. Does Brett ever go to the strip? No. Does he ever take pictures of stuff? No. He doesn't want to be a part.
Well, that part's true. I don't take any pictures of anything.
Right, okay. So anyway, so I'm going to show you a picture of a place that we've been. Oh, yeah. By the way, that's why you're called Drinky Pants. My work here is done. By the way, you got the great nickname. I didn't get it. And you're going to guess. What happens if you win, Scott? Well, you might want to win. I'm going to start with that. You're going to win a drink on me. I don't care where you want to go, except if one more person says a Mandarin Oriental, I'm going to shoot you. Because that place is expensive, and quit being mean about it. Or instead of
a people are offering to buy Danny drinks, he said, "Screw Scott, I'm going to buy Danny a drink."
Yeah, so far we're going to have to ban the live chat. Perhaps if you want to get a CD from your good buddy Scott, Kajazathon, or these other ones, these Christmas stuff. I want to take a listen to it first. Well, of course you do. Check out Spotify, check out iTunes or Google Play. But wait a minute, I'm all about the look. I want to look groovy. Then you probably want one of these, the Vegas Video Network. Amazing visor. How does it look on people? That's a good question. Well, there's one guy who looks good. Okay, but does it look good on the older gentleman? How about the young chicks?
Oh, who's that?
Yeah, that's Don, who won just recently, sending a picture. Uh-oh, there's Pimp and Wayne.
Oh, we have now a variety.
Everybody wears a visor on the Vegas Video Network. Okay.
Very nice.
You like that?
So my dad's got company. I like that.
Everybody's
like that.
If you win a visor, by the way, you must send in your photos.
I did not realize that when I met him, that was Pimpin' Wayne. You did not introduce me as to him as Pimpin' Wayne.
Oh, there he is. That is. Yeah. Boop. There's Pimpin' Wayne right there. The man, the myth,
the legend. Yeah.
All right. So let's take a look at last week's Have a Drink on Me. There it is. This was a pretty easy one, folks. The clues were it was the Carnival Court. It was the Carnival Court. And it was the Carnival Court, everybody.
Yay.
Now, this is what's fascinating about all of this.
What's that?
Everything, except for we got a large number of people who played along. Move that over here. And as usual, we got a variety of different responses. Where's our hat? Okay, it's over there. Good, very good. First of all, remember, people, we're voting for you. We want you to win. Brett and I want you to win.
Absolutely.
However, if you decide to do what Monica Fagan from Chicago, or I think this girl might be a spy, RiverLady038@AOL.com.
Nice.
She gave no name. Clearly, she's a spy. If you don't
she's
give
a
us,
Russian.
We can't talk about you. Okay, so you two are in. Wait a minute. There's a little bit more. Now, I made a mistake.
How many people from out of town?
We've got a few. Now, there's 14 out of 14 entries. Everybody got it right. But you'll notice that there are 15 entries going in.
Because you have a note here about some person.
Yeah,
because
I screwed somebody last week.
Oh.
They sent it in and I forgot because I suck a little bit.
Oh, so we're putting them in this week.
One person gets in twice. And that's okay. So that's Pat Huey. And he sent in a pretty funny joke.
In relation to Baba Booey.
Pat Huey, not Baba Boo. This is not rhyming dictionary. This is, come on now, all Brett. Right. He said, how is Scott like an old wife?
Did I call you an old wife?
No, this is his joke.
Okay.
This may have been why he didn't get in
last
week.
How is Scott like an old wife?
He doesn't suck as much as he used to. Thank you, everybody.
Oh, excellent.
So, Pat, I'm putting you in, but I sure as hell hope you don't win.
It's kind of like the joke of what is the Jewish woman's birth control after marriage?
What?
Wedding cake. All right, there you go. So there you go.
That's funny. Okay, Steve I, who's in the live chat, big hand for Stevie. Steve says, a very funny show like last week. And he also, of course, says, keep the over going because he loves to be entertained by you. And then,
but
Eric Hansen, who's also in there, Airport Limbo, he just tells me we keep killing him because he hasn't won yet. Eric, by the way, has another appearance coming up later on the show. Okay.
Oh, he does.
Yes, he does. Next. Okay, so look, here's the deal. We want talent. You look at Brett and I, you realize these people aren't very talented. They need help. It's true that. You can't argue that. And so I said, if you're going to send something in, you know, add something funny, interesting. And I got two people who said, actually, it was both Mike, who's in the live chat, Mike Q, and Glenn Santa from Syracuse, New York. They both have said, insert something funny here. Insert funny line here. I'm tempted to throw these people out.
Yeah. Nice effort, you little bastards.
But I can't. Come on, man. Get in it. Okay, and then...
I mean, living in Syracuse is funny enough.
And it's probably cold.
Well, it's probably nice now. You probably have...
In Syracuse?
Really? You probably have a month and a half of nice weather.
Okay, so then we got a boatload. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of people, War and Peace. So let's get into it. I'm just going to dump them all in there, and then I'll read their stuff. So Ken and Neil, my good friend, I'm going to read his thing. And then Marie Rogers, who corrected me because I screwed up her story. Carol from the UK. Don, who is clearly greedy because she just won that stupid hat. And Claire, who's from Australia, will read her thing. And then Alan. Okay, here we go. Here, we're going to read. Ready?
Do I get some?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Okay. Let's give you. That's Claire's.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, sure.
First?
This is Carol's. Well, hell, they're all girls.
I get all the girls.
Okay. Oh, my God. They're all women. Hold on. Stand by.
That's nice. We have a fan club. Wow. We got that many of them?
And
you got four and I got four?
And then, no. I got one,
wow.
Two.
Look at this.
I got three. And either on or cure. Okay, yeah, I got three. You got four. You go first.
Wow. Marie Rogers says, hi, Scott. Here's my entry this week. Side note. Twice now you've said you and Melissa helped me get a job, you stupid bastard. Sorry, that was me. You must have me confused with someone else. I've worked for the same company for 15 years. I'm in HR like Melissa, although I'm not a recruiter, instead working in pensions and 401k, but thankfully haven't job hunted in a really long time, and that is just fine with me, you stupid bastard.
Okay, so there's a good part that she left out. Now, didn't she say one other thing in here? Hold on. She said where she did.
Oh, good Lord, you knocked over
the... She did say...
Don't!
So where Marie did bump into her? Marie did bump into her at like a Talbert's or some sort of shopping place.
Yeah,
so
Talbot's. Talbot's.
So she was in there and she heard Melissa talking. She goes, aren't you Melissa Whitney? And Melissa's like, yeah. And then Marie said... Aren't you the luckiest woman ever to be married to Scott? And then Melissa said, yes,
no.
She is. Okay. All right. Next person who is who I think will win. This is Ken.
Oh, my God. I'm dropping everything over here.
What are you doing?
Well, you knocked over the hat, and I lost all the thing. Now I just dropped all the emails.
It's a poor workman that blames his tools. So this is from Ken Anderson. Ken says, great show this week, you guys. I hope I have better luck next round. Thank you for answering my questions on the podcast, I believe. First of all, I wish you all the best in your endeavors. I truly think you guys are amongst the 10,000 people who can make things happen in Las Vegas.
That's
and
cool.
That is no joke.
I'm 999, and you're 10,000.
And then he guessed it. He doesn't think he will win. So I'll keep my prize choice. But I'm telling you what, I'm voting for Ken just because he said something nice about me.
All right. Carol says, I would love the Gajazzathon CD when I win this week. This week's had him. Way to go. I love the assumptive close. She knows she's going to win. Carnival Court may be the top flair bartenders, but I know of two podcast hosts with more flair than any Vegas bar. Does that get into your good books?
Yeah.
Anything to avoid being thrown into the Haddam hat in disgust with no comment.
She's in there. That's awesome. By the way, I met Carol. She's a good friend of Stuart, our Ruski / UK friend. She's a sweetheart. Okay. I think we may have corrupted her. This one's from Neil. My good friend, and Neil says, and incidentally, that's where we first met the Whitneys, which was, of course, at Carnival Court. A quiz question. Ready?
Yes.
How much alcohol have we, that is, the Mitchells and the Whitneys, shared since that very first visit? A, enough to fill a bath.
Okay.
B, enough to fill a swimming pool. Or C, enough to fill Lake Mead. Please send your answer.
I'm going to say a bath.
I would say they haven't found out something to measure quite that much alcohol yet.
Well, since Lake Mead is empty, it's about the same as
I would say Lake Mead. Okay, you go.
From Claire in Melbourne, Australia. Loved the show last week. Unfortunately, my plan to win Haddam on my first attempt to show my husband how it's done last week didn't pay off, so I'm giving it another go. The answer for this week's, of course, is Carnival Court. Cross your fingers for me. My husband and I will be in Vegas from next week as we are relocating there from Melbourne. So a win would be great. Here's an Australian joke for you.
Here we go.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So Bruce went to the police station and asked to speak to the burglar who had broken into his home the previous night. "You'll get your chance in court," says the desk sergeant. "I have to know how he got into the house without waking my wife," pleaded Bruce. "I've been trying to do that for years."
That's not funny. I don't understand.
I could actually use it in my rotary
cord. I don't understand that humor. That's very, very, very. Okay, next one's from Alan. The have a drink for 214 is Carnival Court. Thanks for reminding me about those damn flair bartenders. Don't you just hate those guys? Yeah, they're entertaining for a while. While they're making somebody else's drink, but for me, just give me my my damn drink. Oh, and by the way, hide a drinky pants.
Who is
my
that?
Work here is done, Alan.
Thanks, Alan.
You guys killed it again. Thanks for the show.
I got something for you here, Alan. Hang on a second.
I'm voting for Alan.
How you doing, Alan?
Just good because to see you, he understands the drinky pants. And you're right. Flair bartenders are really awesome if I'm about 25 feet away. But if I want my drink, hey, flippy the flippy boy. You know, if I want a dolphin flip, go over there. I want my drink. Okay.
Just to piggyback under her Australian joke, an old man, 83-year-old man, gets pulled over by the police at 2 o'clock in the morning. The police says, "Where are you going at this hour?" The guy says, I'm going to a seminar on the dangers of drinking, staying up too late, and smoking. Like, who's giving that seminar at 2 o'clock in the morning? My wife. So there you go.
Okay. That's fine.
All right. From Dawn. Hi, Scott.
The previous winner.
Oh, love the visor.
Here's Dawn again, if you haven't seen okay. Who she is, right?
However, I can only wear one at a time, so when I win next time, I'll take a drink on you, since I'll be with Lloyd when you buy him a drink.
That's right.
I have a great idea.
Uh-oh.
I think we need to meet Brett's wife on the big show, or let Brett's wife and Melissa take over for a week.
Yeah, we brought that up.
You did bring that up. It did not go over well. As well as a lead balloon. It floated.
We decided not to do it because we don't even know what they would say about us, none of which would be positive. Okay, so as everybody's in there, let's mix it up.
I don't think I'm a double. Danny's asked me if I'm a double jointed. Double jointed.
Double jointed. That was
just below
a
the
wicked
waist.
Middle finger. Chicken.
Yes, indeed.
Danny didn't try to win a visor.
Yeah, Danny, a big pansy.
Big baby. Danny should probably get a free visor.
And the winner is, what are you doing? Are you picking the winner? Or am I picking
the winner?
I'll
have you pick the winner.
That's kind of my thing.
Well, then you do
it. You shuffle and I pick the winner.
All right, well, then do it.
I am. And the winner is...
Here we go.
It is Mike Quigley.
Mike!
Quigley.
From the live chat. Well done, Mike.
Mr. Mikey.
What does Mike win? Mike can win a drink on me. God bless his little heart. Or if he's a musical guy, if he's got any kind of musical taste whatsoever, he'll pick one of these CDs. But if he wants to look like all the cool kids, he'll pick the Vegas Video Network visor.
Absolutely.
Right at the end.
We can add him to the Picture Hall of Fame that we got going.
Can I have his name?
Oh, it's right here.
Oh, I got to have it because it's part of my
thing. I think that's it.
Very good. Right. Congratulations, Mike. Okay.
Is Mike Vegas Wee?
No, Mike is Mike Q.
Oh, Mike Q. Oh, there you go. Where you go, Mike?
He's got little arrows.
He says I have all three.
That's me.
Woo.
Okay, I almost forgot.
Next thing is sexual favors for Mike.
And I've seen him. He's a very pretty man. Okay, so here's the thing. We're going to do two things. First, I'm going to give you the next clue, which the last two shows I've decided that wasn't necessary. But here's what we're going to do. This is super special for just the live chat people. Okay, here's what's going to happen. If you're in the live chat, Brett and I think you're very special. Right, Brett?
Right, absolutely.
And as
very much so.
Yeah, as a result of that, here's what's going to happen. Don't tell anybody.
Okay.
If you're in the live chat while we pick this week's Have a Drink on Me, guess what happens? You get two entries.
Ooh.
I'm doubling your entries.
Wow.
So if you're in the live chat... Double the entries. So
that means people need to get in the live chat.
So if you're in the live chat, that's double entry. Yes, what does that tell you? Get in the live chat. I don't think I have to say it any more clearer. Get in the live chat.
Before you end, Haddam?
Yes.
Let's do next week.
I was going to do that. I just said that I recognize that I didn't do it 2 weeks in a row, but that was me being clever and fun.
I think
and
it was a month in a row.
Sometimes. I can't even believe I invited you to my party.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
What is the Haddam for next week?
Here comes this coming Haddam. Here's the picture. Boop. There it is.
Oh, that's easy. Can of corn.
Everybody says it's easy. Here's hint number one. It was feared to be removed, to be closed as a result of the demise of the Riviera, which is a geography hint for those of you paying attention. Clue number two, if velvet was a precious metal, this place would rule the world.
Right next to platinum.
Wrong sound.
Oh, it was. Toilet sounds right.
I wanted that one. That's the one I wanted. Cha-ching. That's right. If velvet ruled the world, this place would rule the world. And then, and this is pretty crazy and extremely unique for this particular place, the cocktail waitresses wear long dresses. Not the short skimpies.
Because they're 84 years
long.
Old. That's why. If you like varicose veins, come here.
That's not true. So yes, if you know where that place was, you're going to send an email to where, Brett?
To where? Have a drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com.
Nice that he has to go look at the monitor.
I do. Because
where, Brett?
Pop quiz. Have a drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com.
All right.
See, the other one is on air cue. That's why I got confused.
Nothing gets
I wasn't
you.
Sure which way we were going.
You're pretty quick, that one. All right. We're going to take a quick break, I feel. And how are we doing on time? Pretty good?
We're about an hour and 15 in. We're not doing too bad.
We've done worse, haven't we? All right.
Much worse.
We've done a lot worse. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network.
Walk with me.
Yeah.
Oh, donut time.
Yes, it is.
The best restaurants in Vegas with me. When you're walking with the walking gourmet. For sure. A food tasting tour that you're sure to adore.
When you walk in.
Hey.
With the walk-in.
What?
Gourmet.
If you like food and you like to drink, by golly, get on a tour. TheWalkingGourmet.com.
Walk-in.
Hey!
Yeah.
What?
Dr. Richard Rothman.
Oh, sorry.
Dr.
Rothman.
I'm not walking with Dr. Rothman.
I wanted to do that one. Wait, hold on. I wanted to try something that worked.
You butchered it.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Sorry. That was, but yeah, you should go to that.
Do I get a free?
Yeah! Oh, that's what I wanted. Now it's time for an awesome game.
At least there's a picture of that.
Yeah. Was her picture on there?
My picture was there, yes.
Okay.
It's about time I made the picture.
You've been on the picture the whole time, you rat. Okay.
I do demand a free airing of the Walking Gourmet commercial.
Just hush yourself.
In your next, in Danny's podcast. Right. Danny, the Walking Gourmet needs to be added.
We did a Walking Gourmet in her
first
show. Yeah, we did.
That's awesome.
That was awesome. All right, this is On Air Q at livinginlv.com. On Air Q at livinginlv.com. These are all men. So I'll give you one. Oh, this one's... Oh, it's like warm.
How many we got? Three. No, it's not quite last week.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that dude? Did he talk to us again?
Oh, yeah, no, he sent me another War and Peace. He sent me two War and Peace in response to our reading.
War and Peace.
Of War and Peace. Yeah, it's pretty nice. Okay, so let's start with, I'll read this one. This is from Lee Adams.
Do I get one?
Nope. Well, let me see. Yeah, I'll let you have this one. Because I have an answer that we've kind of talked about on the party, actually. But let me read this, and then we'll have that one. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Number one, first from Lee Adams. At Lee says, "Hey Scott, it's a long time. Just checking, making sure it was me. As a long time listener to the podcast, I just wanted to tell you how much I enjoy this new version with Brett. Boink. As your co-host, I do miss the banter between you and Melissa.
It's called fighting,
but." But I can certainly understand her being busy with her career thing and not having the time to put up with your shit anymore.
Beep.
He didn't actually say that. He said not to be able to commit to it, but I thought that was kind of what he meant.
That's pretty good.
Brett brings a different perspective to your show.
I would hope so.
It's kind of a gay thing that we're doing. And I think we're just knocking it out of the park, quite frankly. As a fellow Midwesterner, is that a word?
Sure.
I believe it is.
Midwesterner.
Like myself, I can certainly relate to him. The chemistry between you two...
Sucks.
Is very genuine.
Oh.
You should have watched us at the pre-show where he was reading his thing and I was reading my thing.
It's
and
all about turning it on somebody. When the lights come on,
yeah,
baby.
Man, I hate that stuff. Breaks my heart.
I was waiting for makeup to show
and
up.
That is... Okay, listen. Okay, here's my question to Brett. Oh, is for he Brett. Is he a Cardinals or Cubs fan? I'm assuming Cardinals, which I am as well. Brock, Flood, Gibson, etc. That's what got me interested in baseball. And it's still a great game. Thanks for the great podcast. Looking forward to many more. Okay, Cardinal or Cubs fan?
Well, first of all, I am born and raised in St. Louis.
Right. So you're...
Cubs even a major league team?
So you like the Marlins.
I like the fish. Yes, right. Exactly. Born and bred. I bleed Cardinal red, obviously. Yeah. Some people bleed red.
Clearly...
Cardinal.
Clearly, he doesn't follow your Facebook thing, because if you followed Brett on
the Cardinals won tonight 10-2.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. It's like, you know,
I have to let you know, best record in baseball. I love you, Dodger fans. We carry the Dodger games on the radio station, by the way.
Do. That's right.
Yeah, well, that's been 1988. It was a long time ago when the Dodgers last.
So yeah,
he's used Mr. Southern California boy.
What do you think of those Rams?
I think the Rams aren't very good. They're not very good.
They used to be in L.A.
I think they will be soon as well. They'll be back. Is it my turn?
L.A. is a tough place to play games.
You know, yeah, that's the way it goes. Okay, my turn from Eric Hansen.
Who's in the live chat right now.
Talking about craft beer in Nevada. You've talked about making wine and spirits. You drank questionable beer on your shows. I think it's time you make it up to the craft beer industry of Nevada. The two of you need to get a nice growler of beer from Banger Brewing.
I've had one of those beers before. It's very good.
When they say growler, that's just a big old beer?
It's like a mini... Yeah, okay. Mini, you know, keg those things thing. That...
Yeah, yeah.
Those things?
Yeah, mini keg.
Yeah, no, it's not a keg. It's a glass thing. Okay. It's got the little hook on it.
I got you.
It's, you know, you see, it's like a moonshiner bottle.
I got you.
That's a growler.
Okay. And talk about the great and upcoming beer places. Aces and Ales, Banger Brewing, The Pub at Monte Carlo, Big Dogs, Tanya Creek.
About 20 of them.
777, been there. Chicago Brewing, been there. Sin City Brewing, been there. Ellis Island, been there. Hop Nuts Brewing, that's a new one. Motley Brews, Nevada Beer Lovers, Nevada Beer Week is... Oh, Nevada Beer Week starts tomorrow. Mm. And then I was at Lee's Discount today buying vodka. That's all I got to say. I love beer. I grew up in St. Louis, as you know. That's the home of Anheuser-Busch, where they make beer... And you're kind of born on it. When your mother, you get off your mother's breast milk, you go right to Budweiser.
Wow.
Well, you do.
Good talk.
you start with Natural Light.
Just remember.
You work your way up to Budweiser.
Remember, I met this guy, and I don't want you talking about suckling on your mother's breast. That makes me a little freaked out a little bit. So don't ever do that again. And I do mean ever do that again. Okay, so in answer to Eric's question, we came up with an idea at the party right after I fell on my ass.
We did talk about that, yes.
I had an epiphany.
Suddenly you fell in your brain.
That's right. Hey, I've got an idea. There's an area.
It wasn't your idea.
Yeah, it was.
It was Doug's.
Probably was Doug's. So, it was my idea. Okay. It was my idea. So there's three, there's an area in the Henderson that has three different kinds of alcoholic things going. They have the wine, they have the beer, and they have the spirits. And they call it the what district?
The booze district, yeah.
And so what we're going to do is, I know a guy who knows a gal who knows a guy, and we're going to do a little inside baseball on this place. We're going to give you the scoop.
Oh.
You and I. We're going to do it.
We have two field trips planned.
That's right. We're going to go downtown. We're going to really give you the inside scoop there. And then we're going to go to the alcoholic district in Henderson and figure out what the hell is going on down there. Why? Not because we like it. Because we're doing it for the live chat and the rest of our audience. Okay, here's the last one from Alan Perry, who's our friend from Prescott, I believe it was, Arizona.
Can we not say Prescott?
But remember, he gave us crap about that last time. He said, no, the way they pronounce it here is Prescott. And I want to say Prescott. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Scott, I got what I think's a cute story about last week's episode 213 that may give you a chuckle. My wife and I are on vacation, and I really wanted to keep my streak alive of having submitted another Haddam question. We have created a new word, Haddam.
Haddam, that was me. Thank you very much.
My God, it's like talking to you. Okay. I was on vacation, and we were unable to do it. I was in Cancun. In a place called Secrets Marimoma Beach, an all-inclusive, all-adult, very nice place. By the way, I will only go to all-inclusives. Why? I don't want kids.
I'm with you.
Typically,
there's still kids there.
I am out. No, not an all-inclusive, all-adults. There's not.
Oh, well, if you're the all-adults.
Typically, I am out doing my thing in the morning, usually walking the trail. That's just what I do. I'm out walking the trail.
Tomahawk said no.
Yeah, you're right there on that one. When I'm listening to the audio version of the podcast, I anticipated checking out Living in Las Vegas while enjoying the beautiful beach scenery. At one point in the podcast, you and Brett started in on Mexican food and how crappy the border towns are. No Jolies, whatever it's called, Tijuana, etc. That made me smile.
Nogales.
Or that. Good call.
That's true. If you want to go to the donkey show, you go to Nogales.
Oh, we'll see. I wouldn't know that. I'm just saying. I'm an all-American.
Just south of south of Phoenix, Tucson, you go to Nogales.
How would I know that?
I've been there, done that.
Okay. Okay. Hey, Kathy, probably shouldn't watch this show either. Yeah. Okay, moving forward. I'm thinking.
Hockey trip. Who wants to go to Mexico? They got to play in 3 hours.
I'm trying to tell a story. Okay, I'm thinking, what a couple of dopes.
Wow.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Alan, I hope you never win one of these other games. It doesn't get any better than this. No, I really mean that it doesn't get any better than this. I was grinning like an idiot when it got better. A couple of beautiful topless girls go walking by. That happens to me all the time.
Daily.
And with me, with this stupid grin on my face that, by the way, he and I caused. So he's grinning because we're funny-ish. They walk by. They must have think, what a dope. Do you get it? He called us a dope, and he's kind of a dope. Okay. I never got a chance to answer your question because I was masturbating to the two. Wait, that's not what it said. That's not right. I'm sorry. Too much beach time, too much tequila, way too much food, and not enough give a damn. Anyways, there's always next week. All right. Hope is well. All is well. I'll give a chance, or I'll try to get a chance to get to the Haddam next week. You guys are the most amazing humans on earth.
Well, that's a bit
you're sometimes outrageously funny. The above story rates is one of those moments. Thank you, Alan. God bless.
Now, Steve says he lives in Prescott, Michigan. Is there such a thing?
Oh, my God.
Somebody lost power for 5 hours.
Okay. Wow, there you go. Okay, so that was it. That's our on-air stuff. And again, if you want us to read your stuff, here's what's going to happen. Next time you get a good email, we're going to create a play.
Okay.
What the hell that was thinking, but we'll do a whole, like a Nirvana, a Verona, whatever those things, what's a small book called? Novella.
A novella.
We're going to do a novella play on the next, actually we've got two more emails in the queue I haven't had a chance to get to you.
Oh, we do from last week? They're being carried over?
Yeah, we've got too many. I can't, what are we at? Actually, this is a short show. It's an hour
and
30
we're doing pretty
minutes.
Well. Let's pull them up. Pretty good. Let's go.
Now I haven't got them. We haven't got them. All right. So I know, you know what that means? We are done.
We are? That's like the shortest show ever.
Oh, it's a minute. It's an hour and 30 minutes.
I feel cheated.
I feel like we're on track. And by the way, the best part is I have to piss like a Russian racehorse, man.
People were asking that last week on the live chat. These guys have got to take a leak, I'm sure.
Last week, feeling pretty good.
No, I feel fine.
This week right now?
All right.
As soon as we'll do our after show, because we always do, because that's what the kids want. But man, I'm going to go run and take a piss, because daddy's got to pee. Like he really means it. Okay, anyways, thanks everybody for playing along. I love all of you, quite frankly, and I want you all to check out On Air Q at livinginlv.com. Again, On Air Q at livinginlv.com. Ask your questions. We have the answers to everything. If we don't know it, we'll make it up, because that's how that works. If you want to reach out to us another way, as a matter of fact, we had somebody reach out to us today, and you can leave a voicemail. Something pretty funny there. What am
Pop I said I survived without the ridicule. That's the War and Peace man.
All right. He did. We've got you lined up for a little bit later, Pops. Don't you worry. I think he's a little bit late in the game here, as a matter of fact. Pops, come on, brother.
Maybe he was just being quiet.
Maybe he was. Hey, if you're watching us on the social media, the Facebook, the Twitter, say hi. Say hello. If you're checking it out on iTunes, you have got to give us a 5-star review. Why? Because we'll love you. That is a promise, not a guarantee. Why? Because we don't want to be sued. And we're also on YouTube. We're on KSHB. Sometimes we weren't on a couple weeks ago because he didn't like me. Roku, 30,900 plus devices are subscribed. Stitcher, Vegas Video Network, of course, Facebook and Twitter. I'm Scott Whitney. This guy right here, they call him Brett Grant. We are doing the Living in Las Vegas podcast. One of us, probably me, has to pee. Thanks, everybody, for showing up. We'll see you next time.
I'm a real man. Like a
Tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-